This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, let's get you up with another hour. Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
And we're rolling on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow.
Land with countless dreams.
Lots of fake news these days running around about MyPillow. Mike Lindell's been addressing that. 20-year anniversary for MyPillow, now with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Amazing. And so they're doing a little thank you, a little give back. And right now, you can get, this is the lowest price, by the way, in the history of MyPillow, queen-size MyPillows, regular $69.98 for $19.98, and just $10 more for the king size. So go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Use that promo code to get the deal we're talking about here. Or call them at 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. One piece of old business, so to speak, from last hour that we want to make sure we finish the loop on. Chris did do a little digging on Vivek Ramaswamy's offer, and he's launching a Vivek kitchen cabinet, and starting today, anyone can fundraise for the Vivek 2024 campaign and make a 10% commission. If someone else is getting rich on this, it might as well be you. So what he's doing is recruiting people to fundraise, and if they, you know, fundraise $1 million, then they keep $100,000. They get a 10% commission, which is pretty typical in the political world. So anyway, that's Vivek's take on this. Of course, we talked about Governor Burgum's last hour as well, so interesting take. Kent Busick back with us on the top of the program this hour. Of Busick Olson and Associates, and one of those great business minds. We love to tap and just talk about some things in the news. How are you, Kent?
I'm doing well, Scott. Yourself?
You're just back from Western North Dakota, I understand, huh?
Yeah, I went out to Country Fest out in New Salem Friday, Saturday night, and during the day I drove around Western North Dakota and got the opportunity to see how much that's evolved over the last 5 or 6 years, but it's really interesting when you get out there. Still a lot of activity. You just don't see it like you used to, but I think just nothing but positives out there.
So you you came away with things are maybe a little more robust than people realize?
Well, I think the one takeaway I got, speaking with a friend of ours, the former lieutenant governor, I was surprised they were pumping as much oil as they were. They're at 1.1 million barrels a day, which is, you know, it's down from the peak, but still I think that's come up. But there's drilling being done. There's activity. You just don't see it because the infrastructure has been put into place in a majority of the core Bakken. The pipelines are the gas pipelines, the oil pipelines are there. There's just not the trucks on the road like there used to be. There's not the flaring. They're just pumping a lot of oil and looking at the next phase.
It's great for North Dakota.
It is. And I don't think here in the east, you know, in Cass County and eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, they don't realize the impact. You know, there's 40 to 50,000 people that have permanently moved out there. I mean, you look at Watford City, Williston today versus 15 years ago. Those people have come here. They've stayed here.
Great points. Speaking of the former lieutenant governor, Brent Sanford, he sent along news on a big story today. ExxonMobil is buying Denbury Resources. And for folks that are not familiar with Denbury, they built a CO2 pipeline from Wyoming to Bowman. Got it permitted, began injecting CO2 for enhanced oil recovery, and Exxon has now bought them. I would guess, Kent, an acquisition like this happens to buy their technology and the fact that they, you know, there's a big debate going on about the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline and people saying, hey, I'm worried about putting CO2 in a pipeline. They've done it. It's happening. It's operating.
Yeah, it's already happening. And not only is two things with that. Number one, it's the carbon capture, which so as the governor, Burgum, has said, by 2030 or 2040, we want to be carbon neutral. Many states want to become carbon neutral. This is a way for North Dakota to become carbon neutral and still pump a million barrels a day. But I think more importantly with this, this is Exxon. This is, you know,
Biggest of the big.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they do projects all over the world, billion-dollar projects. Well, now they've just made a big investment. And that's always been the thought, again, going back, that, you know, it would be the smaller players like the Denbury's or the Whiting's who no longer, they may still be in business. But
it's Chord now.
Okay. Yeah. You know, those companies that came and developed the Bakken would eventually transition over to the Exxon's, the Hess's, with the once they got it up and running. Once the manufacturing is in place, they'd come in. So we're starting to see that happen. And, again, what that means, it's a permanency to Western North Dakota and the legacy that's had that the oil is going to keep pumping.
Yeah, and for folks that don't know the industry well, when we talk about enhanced oil recovery, the life of a well, you know, starts strong and then diminishes. And at some point, you cap the well. You've got all the oil that you're going to get out of that particular well. But with enhanced oil recovery, it allows you to go back in because we're really only getting about 10%, 11% of the oil in the rock now. So with things like enhanced oil recovery, what you do with CO2, you now extend the life of a well. It's, again, more money for the coffers of North Dakota taxpayers.
Well, again, go back to the start of the Bakken, 4% or 5% recovery is what they were hoping for when they were doing the fracking. And today with the technology change and just them being better at it, smarter at it, and understanding the technology, they're at 10%. But you're exactly right. They take an existing well, they pump the carbon into it, they refrack it. So, again, you just don't have the footprint like you used to redo a well. So, again, they're going to double, maybe even triple the production out of the well, which then means, what, North Dakota's just got that much more oil to sell and help fund everything else in the state.
Exactly right. There's nothing but good news there. And, again, I say this often, but, you know, out of sight, out of mind, as you said earlier, some folks on the east of North Dakota and the west of Minnesota are not aware of what's going on out there. But the dollars touch every corner of North Dakota.
Well, without question, what is half of the revenue in North Dakota, the state revenue? It comes from oil. So, again, whether the Burgum-Sanford administration, the current administration, previous administrations, you've got to encourage this. I mean, we've talked about this for 15 years when Harold Hamm originally came back. I remember when you were on I-29 up the road just starting out, and we had a conversation about this that, you know, you have to encourage this business model to succeed in North Dakota, and they've done that by making the taxation easier, the regulation is easier than other parts of the country. They've developed a business model to make sustainable for many, many years to help provide benefits to the citizens of North Dakota.
Yeah, because that's who ultimately is the beneficiary. There's no doubt about it. Let's talk about tax time. It's kind of come and gone now, but I'm curious to your thoughts on you get a sense working with a lot of different business owners, a lot of different people about how the economy's doing, how businesses are doing. What's your sense of how things are faring these days?
Well, I've said this for the last number of years. We're so fortunate to be located in Fargo, North Dakota, and the business opportunities that exist right now. And business, for the most part, in town or in the region is good. The limiting factor for many businesses, and you hear this every day, is I need people. I could grow my business if I had people. So even though the fact that Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, Cass County has a net import of 4,000 to 5,000 people a year, that's 400 to 500 a month. So you wonder why all the houses are being built in Fargo, all the apartments are being built in Fargo. They're needed because people are moving here. But the amazing thing is businesses need more people. Whether it's tech businesses, whether it's manufacturing businesses, a business like mine, I can grow the business. So it's a very good business environment. Yes, 7% interest rates have slowed some things down. But again, the good operators are still going to operate. They're still going to manufacture. They're still going to build. The jobs are good if you want to work in this area.
Is access to capital because of the interest rates inching up a problem? I heard Kevin O'Leary the other day say that that small businesses are having trouble getting access to capital.
Again, it's going to be tighter, but then on the flip side, too, your investors want a higher rate of return because of the bank is paying 5% for a CD, while then the business owner might have to go out and raise capital at 10 or 12%. Whereas 2 years ago when the CD rates were like 1%, you know, the smaller business, let's say they bring in outside capital, they could get the money for 5 or 6. So, again, the cost of capital is getting more expensive. But, again, the good projects are going to happen.
Speaking of Kevin O'Leary, he made a kind of controversial comment when he came here because he was here with the North Dakota Department of Commerce talking about some of the vibrance, basically echoing exactly what you said about North Dakota and how fortunate we are to be here and the business economy and the business opportunities that are here. But he contrasted that with Minnesota. And he said Minnesota is basically Cuba, uninvestable, was his exact phrase, which caused a little bit of heartache for North Dakota Department of Commerce folks, because now their colleagues in Minnesota are saying, thanks a lot for bringing this guy in who calls us uninvestable. I want to get your take on the difference between Minnesota and North Dakota when we come back, okay?
We'll do.
Short break, back with more. Ken Busick from Busick and Associates, our guest today on What's on Your Mind. Busick, Olson and Associates, fun stuff. Pick Kent's brain a little bit today on the program. Welcome any texts or comments you have as well as we continue. Don't go away.
Hey, it's Scott Hannon for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming July auctions include 33 acres of potential development land north of Bismarck on Highway 83, 800 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County near Minot and Deering, North Dakota, 21-acre farmstead near Brookings, South Dakota, 622 acres of crop and pasture land in Renville County near Glenburn, North Dakota, and the Erickson Farm Retirement Auction near Headinger, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Back at What's on Your Mind, 20 past the hour.
Yeah. Tell you a little bit about what is for lunch today. PetroServe USA, Swedish meatballs at the 45th Street location. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Glendon. Swedish Meatballs, MP Avenue location, downtown Fargo. Beef Tips with Gravy, 12th Avenue and I-29. The West Main Avenue, West Fargo location, the one right next to the Raider Valley Fairgrounds. Maybe lasagna with garlic toast, calling your name today. Southern Chicken Bowls, another option. Bacon Cheeseburger Hot Dish today in Harwood. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. So, is Minnesota Cuba, Kent?
Well, where Kevin was wrong on that, you should have said it was Morehead was a cold Havana versus just Havana.
That's true. The climate is significantly different. Yeah,
some significantly different. You know, I see it. Just the difference in taxes. Take somebody that makes $100,000 or $200,000, which it's not a lot of money. You hate to say that, but a couple family making $200,000,
three kids, four kids, yeah.
But in this economy, you know. Couple jobs. I mean, a lot of people do it. The difference in the cost of living in Minnesota from a tax perspective versus North Dakota, it's $15,000 a year in taxes. But not only that, you live in Morehead versus North Dakota, you buy a $300,000 house 10 years ago, that house in Fargo is probably worth $400,000 to $450,000. That house in Minnesota is worth $350,000, maybe $375,000. You're not going to have the appreciation because you don't have the growth. Morehead grows 300 to 400 people a year. Fargo, West Fargo grows 400 people a month. So there's a reason why people are living here. It's regulatory, it's taxes, and it's opportunity. I have a business outside of my accounting firm that's involved in the construction industry, an add-on to the construction industry, and we try to not do work in Minnesota. Just because of some of the things that you have to do over there. And it's more expensive to do business. It's harder to get projects done. And, you know, if you get the OSHA or the job worker safety involved in these type of projects, it's just add-on work. My people don't want to go over there and work. They want to do work in North Dakota. So I think as more and more regulation and more rules come in and more taxation from the Walz administration start kicking in, there's going to be more and more people that are on a border community like us that are going to have the same perception. You know, if you're down, like my friend Frank down in Alexander, he listens all day to the flag. I always say radio works. He usually would listen to me on the Chris show, but he's already texted in that Frank is listening. But somebody in Alexandria, they're stuck. They're going to have to deal with this. The Family Leave Act now that, you know, you can take 6 or 8 weeks off now just because, you know, Scott, you know, you don't look well, you should take 6 or 8 weeks off.
Yeah, that family and medical leave act is just...
And the cost that's going to happen. So I think what they did in Minnesota in the last legislative session, not only did they have the big surplus that they didn't give back, but again, just the programs that they added, the cost of doing business is just going to get more and more expensive over there, which in turn is going to be a benefit to North Dakota.
What do you make of their ploy for free education in Minnesota? Is that going to impact North Dakota?
Well, the article that was read or put out from the two state presidents, UND and NDSU, they said an $8 to $10 million impact to the school. So I was trying to figure out what that meant. If it costs $20,000 a year to send a kid to school in North Dakota, does that only mean we're losing 400 or 500? Students, or does that mean we're losing 1,000 students? But if you stop and think about it, Minnesota students already get reciprocity. So North Dakota is subsidizing those students to come here. So if we lose some of them, you know, so be it. But here's the thing. The strong programs at UND, NDSU, Mayville, Valley City, the teaching programs, you know, the engineering, the ag programs, the strong programs where they send out a high-caliber graduate, they're gonna be strong. And if anything, you know, it might make some of the other programs stronger because, hey, if we got to compete with free tuition over there, we need to be better over here.
Last hour we were teasing the topic of a common refrain you hear from people who say, okay, you oppose the student loan bailout, but did you get PPP? You know, did you get some of the COVID dollars? Do you take advantage of farm programs? Is that a proper analogy?
Absolutely not. I mean, they're three different things. So more specifically, because I think more people understand it or are aware of it, the PPP compared to the student loan program, apples and oranges. Take the PPP program. I got PPP. Scott, you might have. I don't know. I hope you did because it was available to you. PPP was there for me to pay my employees because when we got shut down on March 17th, 2020, we had no idea what was going to happen. You know, in the tax business, my revenues dropped 90% overnight, and I didn't know what was going to happen. Well, this was a lifeline. And again, it was a Congress-passed plan. It was virtually unanimous between the two houses, between the both in Congress and the Senate. So it was a bipartisan deal. Everyone was on a board with it, and everybody knew what the program was. If you provided those dollars and kept your employees on for the 8-week period or the 12-week period, it was forgiven. Now, if you've laid off your employees or if your employee numbers went down, you had to pay it back. It was a loan. That's what you signed up for. So you signed up for, it was, quote, unquote, a government program, but you had to comply with the rules. Now, there is also, and what's not talked about, there's also many other government programs that happened at this time that you have to pay back, and they don't talk about that. So, you know, in addition to PPP, there is SBA dollars that are available, up to $2 million for a small business. So, again, nobody talks about that, though. You might have gotten PPP and then did the Small Business Administration EIDL loan, Economic Injury Disaster Loan program. Well, you're paying that back for the next 30 years, very similar to a student loan. So I would compare the SBA programs closer to the college loans because in both cases, you signed up to pay them back. Now, my problem with what Biden tried to do with...
And he's not done.
Well, he's not done. But what he tried to do in this, and you look at it, and the Supreme Court voted it down 6-3. I mean, he didn't have the constitutional right doing that. He did not have the authority to do that. The sad part about that particular case, that should have been 9-0. You know, the three liberal justices got involved, and, you know, they had all their excuses.
Heartstrings.
That, whatever.
Yeah.
But the reality of it is, it's flat out, the president does not have authority to do an executive order to cancel debt. So, again, that should have been a 9-0 vote. That's what the sad part in that case is. But it's no different than if you stop and think about it right before the election. You know, Biden comes out, it's like, let's give you a $10,000 student loan. Well, what did Walz do over in Minnesota? Well, every family was going to get a $2,000 rebate or, I don't know how, $2,000 per person or whatever rebate of their $18 billion surplus. Well, he kind of bait and switched them, too.
Sure did.
He cut it down to, what, $260 a person. So
Spent it all.
So they're different programs. Now, the problem with the student loans and the kids borrowing all this money is, you know, maybe they're not at the right school. Maybe they're not at the right program within that school. You know, maybe they should have a little foresight instead of, you know, spending $50,000 at a private university. Maybe they should be at a Valley City or a Mayville where you can get a great education for next to nothing.
Yeah, good point. With a heck of a lot less debt.
Exactly. Or work a little bit. Have no debt.
Yeah, no debt. There you go. Fascinating conversation on a whole host of topics. We're going to do this every month with Kent Busick from Busick Olson and Associates. Tap into that business brain. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott, and you have a great week.
You as well. We'll take a break, come back with the Brian Kronk. The money man from Collins & Kronk is here. We're going to break down the markets and how things are looking. Right after this on What's On Your Mind.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, tech, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes, and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful, private settlement each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
We'll be right back. USA News Update. President Biden is visiting Finland today after wrapping up a key NATO summit in Lithuania. Biden will meet with Nordic leaders, including the heads of Finland, Sweden, Norway, Iceland, and Denmark. Finland officially became the 31st member of NATO in April, marking a major shift in the security landscape in northeastern Europe. Alarming data is causing concern at TSA checkpoints nationwide. The latest figures reveal that more than 3,200 firearms have been discovered during passenger screenings this year alone.
We are seeing more people flying, but per passenger, we're still seeing a higher number of people bringing guns.
According to the TSA's Patty Mancha, carrying a firearm in a carry-on bag remains prohibited. Elon Musk is announcing a new AI company after months of teasing an alternative to ChatGPT. Musk says XAI will work to understand the true nature of the universe. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Before the top of the hour, some breaking news on Cocaine Gate at the White House. July 12th, here's a statement from the Secret Service. On July 12th, the Secret Service received the FBI's laboratory results, which did not develop latent fingerprints, and insufficient DNA was present for investigative comparisons. Therefore, the Secret Service is not able to compare evidence against a known pool of individuals. The FBI's evaluation of the substance also confirmed that it was cocaine. There was no surveillance video footage found that provided investigative leads or any other means for investigation to identify who may have deposited the found substance in this area. Without physical evidence, the investigation will not be able to single out a person of interest from the hundreds of individuals who passed through the vestibule where the cocaine was discovered. At this time, the Secret Service's investigation is closed due to a lack of physical evidence. Wow. Yeah. I'm sharing your chuckle over there. This is just, I think they just told us who is responsible for the, and they're not about to name him. Anyway, defies logic that there's not video surveillance cameras in the White House, the most secure office slash home on the planet. Anyway, you know what we know thanks to super producer Chris Larson and that breaking news there. Brian Kronk is here. Brian Kronk is, of course, the managing partner at Collins & Kronk. And he's my money man, and he ought to be your money man. And today's everybody's money man, because he can tell us a little bit about what is happening in these markets. How are you, Brian?
I am fabulous. It's just a wonderful day to be active in these markets, to be enjoying Fargo, just to be, you know, part of this state. This is a fantastic day.
That is, you're in a good mood.
I am in a good mood. The market's doing the right things, and I get to have a hand-dipped corn dog at the Fargo Street Fair for lunch.
Oh, there you go. Street Fair.
Love that.
I hate when they double up with the Red River Valley Fair and the Street Fair. It's so many corn dogs. You got to decide.
Yeah. So much deep fried food. Yeah, it's gonna be a tough week for me with all those treats.
I hear you. So the market is healthy?
The market looks fantastic. So you remember, it was just last month or the month before that, I was saying, wow, we've got the you know, certain technology, AI-related stocks were doing well. If you happen to own those seven, you know, that was a good thing. But I was worried because it was only seven. And then it, you know, basically opened up into more of technology was participating. And I said, well, that's great, too. But we'd like to see the rest of the sectors, the rest of the market participate. And now we have that. You know what? We've got participation across the board in this market. And so that puts us in a position where, you know, most things are moving in the right direction. And that's what we really wanted to see for a healthy market.
So give me some highlights that you really that really jump out to you.
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is just looking at the numbers themselves. I mean, think about it this way, Scott. The NASDAQ 100, so the biggest 100 stocks on the NASDAQ, up well over 30% so far year to date. So that's fantastic. And then when you start plucking out some of those individual names, NVIDIA has been all over the news this year. They're up over 200% for the year. So your money would have doubled twice. Netflix, how many of us have a Netflix subscription? They're up over 50% for the year.
And they were hurting for a little while there. Because,
they were.
Yeah.
You know, Apple, one of the biggest companies in the world, up 40%. Sometimes they say those companies are so big they can't move. Well, guess what? It moved. It's up over 40% for the year. And it's not just technology and things like that. United Rentals, you see their stuff on every single construction site, up over 30% for the year. We're all using our Visa cards. That's up over 15% for the year. So plenty of opportunities to make money in this market.
Wow. And remind us what you said about CDs last time you were on.
So, you know, everybody gets all excited about some of these CD rates. And, you know, we were talking about how CD rates were in the high fours, even some of them over 5%, which is great. If you've got short-term money, CD-type money, I think it's great that we finally have rates that are comparable with inflation. But I reminded everybody back then, don't be distracted by the shiny object. We had just gone through a very difficult year in the tax or in the stock market. And so people were discouraged. And that's the time people want to get out of the market. And I say, don't do it. Don't think of CDs. That's just the shiny object that's distracting you. I said, stick to your stocks. In fact, buy high-quality companies. All of a sudden, that 5% CD doesn't look so good when you compare it to a broad market index that's up over 30% in just 6 months.
Yeah, great point. Now, there are minuses on the board, right? Not every stock is soaring right now. What should we be a little leery of?
Well, and that's good to point out. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that are down. I mean, the biggest health and beauty company in the world, Estee Lauder, guess what? They're down over 20% for the year, and that's after being down significantly last year. There's a lot of companies. I mean, Johnson & Johnson, the healthcare giant, they're down over 10% for the year, again after being down significantly last year. United Healthcare had started to come back, so the big insurance company, but they're still turning back down and down 15% for the year. So you're right. You've got to know where to go in this market. Kind of a side note on United Healthcare. We'd actually purchased that for our portfolio and then quickly eliminated when they came out and said, hey, by the way, our claims numbers are way higher than we anticipated. So think about it. You know, we want to own a great insurance company, but we don't want to own it when they're paying out lots of excessive claims. Part of that is people that had put off procedures that they're now having now that COVID has passed. But the other part of it is, get this, Scott, they're talking about the number of pickleball injuries is on the rise.
I've heard that.
But it's affecting our money. And so we said we don't want to be owning those insurance companies when we've got all these pickleball injuries that they're going to have to pay for. But those are some of the examples of the negative side of the market. And that's what we do. We try to avoid those. If we're in those, we get out of those. And we try to stick to those things that are working.
Yeah, and this is a good time for a little commercial about Collins and Kroc. I mean, professional money managers that are saying, here's the pluses, here's the minuses. You know, let's stay away from those stocks, not doing so good. Let's get you in the good ones. You're managing that day-to-day, minute-by-minute.
Absolutely. That's one of the biggest things that really separates us is we are portfolio managers. I've had extensive training, been doing institutional portfolio management for almost 25 years now, and that makes a big difference than what other people in the Red River Valley are offering when they're basically selling you a product. We don't sell you a product. We sell you a process. And then within that process, we move you into the winners when we can find them and try to avoid those losers on your behalf. We're active every single day in the market. When we see things that change the story or change the narrative, we react appropriately.
Brian Kroc with us from Collins and Kroc today, talking the money and the markets on the program. You know, I'm curious, is this a rally that we're experiencing right now, or is this a bull market?
You know, that's kind of the big thing that everybody is talking about. Everybody's sort of off to the races now. Like I said, the market rally has really broadened out, you know, the rally being this nice uptrend right now. We're still operating under the assumption that we're in a secular bear market. And it sounds sort of counter to what I just got done saying, so I love what's going on in the market. But if you go back and you study the 1970s, when we had high inflation, we had rising interest rates, we had all of that, we were in a bear market that lasted for like 15 years with the market indexes from the beginning of the 70s to well into the 80s did nothing. Right? So you say, wow, it was a lost decade or more than that, realistically. But there was incredible opportunities to make money because we'd see it run up really nicely, and then you'd cash some of that stuff out because it would come back down, and then it would run up again. So those little intermediate rallies or bull market run-ups, if you want to call them that, those are what we call shorter-term cyclical bull markets. I love those. We can participate in those. We can make a lot of money for our clients in those times. And then we have to start switching on the defense and saying, hey, let's get ready because we're probably likely to see a pullback now back to where we were or somewhere in that trading range. Because I do think, and we're still operating under that premise, that we're probably in a longer term bear market with these sort of, you know, mini up cycles in between there. And the fact that right now everything is looking really rosy to me and that I'm saying I'm fabulous, that alone is sort of a warning signal to myself, say, okay, when everything feels good, Scott, that's when I start to watch out for little chinks in the armor, that any time now when things feel this good, when companies are going up that shouldn't, that's when I start to watch for a pullback in the market. And that could happen next week, maybe it's next month, but we're on guard for that.
Interesting. So it's a bear market, long term.
I still think we're in a longer term bear market. I hope this rally proves me wrong. So if we go up high enough and if we have a nice little healthy pullback, but it doesn't wreck the uptrend and we continue to, you know, see things get better, not worse in the overall market environment, then I think that, yeah, I'll change our thesis and we'll say, hey, we now believe we're in a longer term secular uptrend. But I don't think that the recession has come to pass yet. I don't think the Fed has done raising interest rates. The economy is still very, very hot as we're seeing out there. And so I think that there's going to be some pain to come. And so we'll be ready for that. We'll move out of our real offensive stance and get into defense when we need to. And that's what makes us so good at what we do, is we're willing to be tactical and we're willing to be maneuverable where we need to be. And so we do that on behalf of our clients.
We get questions from time to time when you're on about IRAs, individual retirement accounts. Contrast what an IRA can do for your clients versus a normal investment account. Which is better?
Oh, that's a great question. So which is better really depends upon your circumstances. But if we're just saying, which one can I get, you know, the most wind at my back? Where am I going to get the best growth for my investment? If it's long-term money and we can put that into an IRA, you're going to be way better off. So just think about this. The main feature of that IRA is the money goes in there and then it continues to grow tax deferred until you get all the way into those retirement years. And if you don't really understand the significance of that, think about it this way. So if we just had a regular investment in a regular account versus a, you know, IRA account, and they were both generating a 10% rate of return, by the time we pay taxes to the feds and to the state on that regular account, you're down to about a 6.5% or a 7% rate of return. So it's reduced what you get to keep. In that IRA, you continue to compound at 10%. That's where it gets all of its power from. So if you take that and you stretch that over a long-term time frame, I can show you examples where that IRA, even if it's the exact same investment as the regular investment account, that IRA will actually end up with twice as much money in just 20 years' time frame.
What limits are there?
So that's the thing. So the government recognizes this. They give us this great tool. They don't tax the IRA. They're letting it grow tax deferred. And so all of that is great. And so there's the big but. So what does the government say about that? So we're going to give you this tool. However, you can't just fill it with all of your money because they want to be able to tax your money. And so they limit that, right? And so they say on a regular IRA contribution, right now you can put in only $6,500 a year. And we tell our clients, max that out. If you happen to be over 55, guess what? You can put in $7,500 a year. That's the catch-up contribution. Otherwise, yeah, you're looking at $6,500 a year, and I would take full advantage of that.
Interesting. More of our conversation with Brian Kronk from Collins & Kronk, the money man, talking money and markets on What's On Your Mind after a short timeout. Don't go away.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tell you a little bit about something great that's beginning in Watford City, North Dakota. The grand opening of Elite Cabinets and Building Supply, fast approaching. Soon, you're going to have a top-shelf lumber yard and building materials right in town in Watford City. Paint, tools, hardware, building materials, and lumber. So get those plans and projects all those great ideas ready because Elite Cabinets and Building Supplies coming soon. Big box selection, small town neighborhood service, just north of the Rough Rider Center on 23 East, just east of downtown. Elite Cabinets and Building Supply. Back with Brian Kroc, the money man from Collins and Kroc. So before the break, we were talking IRAs, and you touched on the limits, the max you can do, depending on your age, up to $7,500. To catch up, you get a little more there if you're over 55. What other rules are there? What other restrictions?
Well, the basic rules haven't changed that much. I mean, like I say, the government recognizes that this is one of the best tools that we have for accumulating wealth. And so we say, yeah, let's participate. Let's put as much as we can into that IRA or Roth IRA while we can. And so I always say max that out. The catch is that you can't take that money out until you're 59 and a half without paying back taxes and penalties. And so we always talk to people about, is this long-term money? Is this money you don't need until you're into your, you know, retirement age years? If that's the case, then yeah, I want that money to go into investments inside of your IRA first. And then 72 comes up a lot. That's the old 70 and a half that you used to hear people talk about. But why that's a key date, even if you're in retirement and you're saying, hey, I'm just going to let this thing go. It's going to continue to compound, tax deferred. I love this thing. The government says, whoa, 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 whoa. We want to be able to tax that money. We gave you a break all through your working years. And so at age 72, they're going to force you to take out some of it. There's a calculation we do depending upon your life expectancy, and you've got to take some of that out. And people say, why do I have to do that? The main reason is the government wants to tax your money.
Of course they do.
So that's what they're doing. And so when we talk about doing, you know, financial planning for clients, it's not just, you know, how much do you need to live on or how much are you going to pass on to your heirs? It's really also about, when do we take money out of the IRA? How do we do it in a way aligning with some of your other money so that we don't put you into a higher income tax bracket? How do we make your IRA last as long as we can so you continue to get that tax deferral? That's all part of the financial planning process that we do for people.
There's an AARP article that's come out. You told me a couple of your clients have asked about it. It talks about some concerns when you inherit an IRA from someone. What do we need to know about that?
Well, so that's important, too. So when you get an IRA, I mean, the government would love it. You inherited an IRA. Maybe it's from your grandparents or your parents or even from a spouse. They would love it if you would just cash that thing out and put that money somewhere else or go spend it. Because guess what? You're probably inheriting an IRA that's, you know, multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars, and all of a sudden they get to tax that. And whatever your current income is, if you're making, you know, $80,000 a year and you inherit an IRA for $250,000 and you cash that thing out, guess what? You just got ramped up into one of the highest tax brackets. You might as well just cut a check for half of it and give it away, because that's basically what's happening, is that money is going to be going to the government. Those are big paydays. So we sit down, and again, part of that financial planning process we do for our clients is we explore what the other options are. So for instance, they also can say, we're going to take this and we're going to stretch it over 10 years. And so we'll work with them to say, what is your income, your regular income, going to be in that next 10 years? And we'll slowly bring that IRA money out from their inherited IRA over the next 10 years in a careful way so we don't push them into a higher tax bracket. But they're given 10 years is all before they have to get that money out of there. So that's an important consideration. If you happen to be a spouse inheriting your wife or husband's IRA, there you get a little bit different benefit. So you can do everything that we just talked about. You can take the money and run. You can stretch it out over that 10-year time frame. You can also, as a spouse, roll that into your name, roll it into your own IRA. And now that money can continue to grow tax-deferred until you have to take those required minimum distributions. But one of the big advantages of working with Collins and Kroc is we're going to do a complete financial plan. We call it a goal plan. We're going to do that for you. And then what we're going to do is we're going to say, okay, what is the best way that we can help you get those distributions from your IRA so that we can keep that money growing tax deferred, but also keep your taxes at a minimum?
And you have that conversation, you do that goal plan, and you watch it work. And I think anybody listening for the last half hour knows that to have someone like Brian managing your money in the market, doing it, which is very very unusual, is a real plus. It's a real benefit for you. So Maria and I love it. We are big fans of Collins and Kroc, and encourage you to do the same.
Thank you, Sky. I appreciate that. And, yeah, we're happy to do that for other people, too. So give us a call at the office. We'll sit down and walk you through that process and show you what that looks like.
701-235-0119, 701-235-0119, or collinsandcronk.com.
Absolutely. And you can find us on all the regular sites. We're on LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter and all those, and we even answer questions through some of those sites.
I think the key thing is just to have that conversation. You know, call in, have the conversation, get to know a little bit more about Collins and Cronk, and you'll quickly realize this is a great... Going through that planning process is really invigorating.
Absolutely.
You see the goal line.
The goal line, and then as we always say, stick to the plan. People will call in times of adversity and say, hey, should I pull that money out of the IRA now because it went down or did this or this tax law is changing? And we always go back to that planning process, and what do we always say?
Stick to the plan.
Right,
yes,
on.
Exactly right. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Scott.
Brian Cronk from Collins and Cronk on What's on Your Mind, the Money Man. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.